Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program Wives of the Prophets. Today, again, we've brought a beautiful personality for you, a beautiful topic that we will discuss, inshallah, azza wa jal, and enlighten our hearts through her mention. Today, we will talk about another Ummul Mu'mineen, another mother of believers who was honored with the blessing, with the privilege of being the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And her name is Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Jahash. Radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Before talking about her, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one prominent name amongst the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the name of Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was an example of loyalty, immensely generous and full of wisdom and intellect. She displayed and laid down a great example of good character and mannerism. The fear of Allah Almighty was embedded into her character. Generosity, piety, and self-contentment had become a part of her character. Whilst talking about these traits of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna, Zainab binte Jahsh radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Imam Zahabi rahimahullah stated that in regards to religion, piety, generosity, and righteousness, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the leader of all women. Subhanallah. This is the status of our mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Makkatul Mukarramah started to get fragrant with the fragrance of Islam, and when Islam started to shine the world, then those who embraced the message of truth without any fuss or without asking for any proof were those who naturally possessed a modest and abstinent character. Moreover, there were those who had already been fed up of other false religions and were in search of truth. Therefore, Shaykhul Hadith, Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami Rahimahullah, he has stated that it should be understood that those who were blessed with embracing Islam in the early days of Islam were blessed with the title of As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon. When we look at the list of their names, we realize that the ones who were first to enter the folds of Islam were only those who naturally had a righteous and modest character and were in search of true religion from beforehand. Moreover, they were fed up from the polytheism and worshipping of fake and self-created gods and other pagan traditions. Therefore, as soon as they saw the radiant luminosity of the true religion in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, these people sacrificed themselves upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and came in the folds of Islam. And amongst those who possessed such qualities and character was also Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha. After embracing Islam, she radiyallahu anha, along with her other Muslim family members, started to live a new life, such a life that had led her out from the darkness of disbelief and had brought her in the light of Islam. Such a life from which sins had been erased, and such a life that was enlightened with righteousness. So, dear viewers of Madani Channels, we've established that Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also amongst as-sabiqun al-awwalun, the times in the early days of Islam when it was not easy to accept Islam and be steadfast upon Islam. It was then when Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha accepted Islam. And she was steadfast upon Islam despite the severities of oppressions and cruelties that the disbelievers, they were inflicting upon Muslims. But nothing could deviate her away from the right path, from the path of Islam, and she remained steadfast and perseverant upon the path of Islam, upon the invitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, her name was Barrah, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam changed it to Zainab. Her father's name was Jahash and her mother's name was Umayma, who was the paternal aunt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The family tree, lineage of forefathers from the side of her father is as following: Zainab bint Jahash bin Riyab bin Ya'mar bin Sabira bin Murrah bin Kabira bin Ghan bin Dudan bin Asad bin Khuzaima. Her family tree in relation to the lineage of her forefathers meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at Sayyiduna Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the 15th great grandfather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moreover, from the side of her mother, her lineage of forefathers meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's lineage at the second generation, because her mother Sayyidatuna Umayma was the daughter of Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anha and was the paternal aunt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The patronymic of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha is Ummi Hakam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave her the title of Awwaha. Therefore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Zainab bint Jahash is Awwaha. One person asked, "What is meant by Awwaha?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "Someone who performs extreme humility and implores in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, days and nights passed by, time kept passing by, and dark clouds of oppressions of disbelievers kept prevailing over those who embraced Islam. There was no reduction in oppression. They kept increasing day by day. The devotees of Islam remained patient upon all these oppressions and tyrannies and did not let it harm their steadfastness and perseverance. They accepted to bear the hardships and oppressions but did not compromise by leaving Islam and going into the darkness of accepting falsehood. This way, these ardent devotees of Islam remained steadfast upon Islam despite being surrounded by disbelief and pagans from all four sides. Thereafter, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam commanded them to migrate to Abyssinia, then they left all their possessions and belongings and migrated to Abyssinia. Amongst those muhajirun who migrated to Abyssinia, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also amongst them. She migrated along with her brother Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other family members. After a little while, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara from Makkatul Mukarrama. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha also migrated to Madinatul Munawwara from Makkatul Mukarrama following the footsteps of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Banu Jahash migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, then the leader of Makkah, Abu Sufyan bin Harb, took control of the house unlawfully and sold it to Amr bin Alqama. When Banu Jahash came to know about it, then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O Abu Abdullah, are you not happy on the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with a better house than this in paradise?" He said, "Yes, why not? I am content upon this." So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now let's talk about how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent her the marriage proposal. It is stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent her a marriage proposal through Sayyiduna Zaid bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyiduna Zaid bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reached there, Then Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha was making dough from flour. And Sayyidina Zaid bin Harsa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, when I looked at her, then her dignity rose so much in my heart that I couldn't look at her with a full gaze, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had sent a marriage proposal to her. So I turned around on my heels and turned my back towards her and said, O Zainab, be happy, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has sent a marriage proposal for you. And upon this, what was her reply? It is stated that after getting this marriage proposal, she radiallahu ta'ala anha said that I can't do anything without consulting with my Lord Almighty. Then she radiallahu ta'ala anha went to the place where she used to offer salah and prostrated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, O my Lord, your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has sent me a marriage proposal for you. If I am worthy of being married to him, then O Allah, make me marry him. Now at this occasion, her supplication was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and verse number 37 of Surah Ahzab was revealed upon this very occasion. Now after the revelation of this verse, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam smiled and said that who will go to Zainab and give her the glad tidings that Allah azza wa jal has married her to me. Upon hearing this, one female servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, went running to Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha and mentioned this verse to her and gave her the glad tiding. Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha became so excited upon this verse that she took off all her jewelry and gifted to Sayyidatuna Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, who brought this good news to Sayyidatuna Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then she prostrated out of gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and placed an oath to fast for 2 months out of gratitude. Subhanallah. After this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to her house. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I've been married to you without khutbah, without sermon, and without any witnesses. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded that Allah Almighty is the one who performed our marriage, and Jibra'il alayhi salam is the witness. Subhanallah. Al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha started living the best days of her life after coming in the blessed house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, her love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam kept increasing by gaining blessings from the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also loved Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha immensely. Therefore, al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha immensely and would often talk about her. Subhanallah. In the books of Ahadith, the total 11 ahadith that are narrated by al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha with numerous excellences and virtues. Out of those excellences, her deviating away from this world is unmatchable, and her generosity also stands out. The luxuries of this world did not mean anything to her. The glitter and the temporary luxuries of this world, they did not mean anything to her. That's why, rather than being inspired by the luxuries and glitter of this world, she radiallahu ta'ala anha would remain indulged in pondering upon the fact of attaining high ranks in the hereafter. Therefore, it is narrated by Sayyidatuna Barzah radiallahu ta'ala anha that once Amirul Mu'mineen, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha, sent a gift to al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. When it reached her, she said, may Allah forgive Umar. May my other sisters are more deserving of it than me. People said, all of this is yours. Upon this, she proclaimed, Subhanallah, and moved aside from it and said, put a cloth over it. Then she said to Sayyidatuna Barza radiallahu ta'ala anha, take fistful from it and distribute it amongst the tribe of Banu such and such. They were her close relatives and some orphan kids. Sayyidatuna Barzah radiallahu ta'ala anha kept distributing it. Now after, when she was distributing all that, when a little bit was left, then she said to Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha, that O Ummul Mu'mineen, by Allah, there is some right of ours also upon this, meaning upon this wealth. To which Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that whatever is under this cloth, all of that is yours. Then she radiallahu ta'ala anha raised her hands towards the sky and humbly said, the following year, don't let any of the gifts of Umar reach me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this supplication of hers. And then she radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away from this mortal world. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it was famous about Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha that she would do handcraft work and donate everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She held an esteemed and unique rank in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam after Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. The most beloved wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states that she possessed the same rank and status in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as me, meaning Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. Moreover, whilst talking about some of her attributes and qualities, she says, I haven't seen anyone more religious, Allah-fearing, truthful, someone who keeps family ties, and someone who gives more donations than Zainab bint Jahash. After passing away of Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, once Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that, O beloved aunt, which blessed wife was the most beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To which he responded that, I don't know much about it. However, Zainab bint Jahash and Umme Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhun held a special rank in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think both of them were most beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.